This is Akashvani, the news, read by Shefali Singh. Voting is underway for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Moderate polling has been reported so far from different constituencies in this phase. 96 parliamentary constituencies spread over 9 states and 1 union territory are being covered in the fourth phase. These include 25 seats in Andhra Pradesh, 17 in Telangana, 13 in Uttar Pradesh, 11 in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, along with 1 seat of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Voting started at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. The Election Commission said polling time in certain assembly segments of 17 parliamentary constituencies of Telangana has been extended to enhance voter participation. Over 10% voter turnout was recorded in the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls till 9 a.m. Polling percentage in states include Andhra Pradesh over 9%, Telangana nearly 10%, Uttar Pradesh nearly 12%, Maharashtra over 6%, Madhya Pradesh nearly 15%, West Bengal over 15%, Bihar over 10%, Jharkhand nearly 12%, Odisha over 9%, and Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir over 5%. In Uttar Pradesh, many star campaigners will hold rallies for their party candidates, but all eyes will be on Varanasi, where Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is scheduled to hold a mega road show this evening. He will also address rallies in the state. PM Narendra Modi will stay in Varanasi today and will file his nomination tomorrow. On the other hand, former Congress President Rahul Gandhi will campaign in Rai Bareli along with his sister and Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra. In Andhra Pradesh, voting is taking place simultaneously for Lok Sabha and Assembly elections. Polling is underway for all 175 Assembly constituencies and 25 Lok Sabha seats of the state. As many as 454 candidates are in the fray for Lok Sabha and 2,387 for Assembly polls. Over 4 crore voters are eligible to cast their ballots. In Odisha, polling is taking place for 4 Lok Sabha and 28 Assembly seats today. The 4 Lok Sabha seats where voting is taking place are Kalahandi, Nabrangpur, Berhampur and Koraput. Odisha has a total of 147 Assembly seats. Among the assembly segments, Dharamgarh constituency in Kalahandi district has the highest number of about 2,62,000 voters. Campaigning also continued unabated for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address 3 back-to-back election rallies in Bihar today. Mr. Modi will attend his first public meeting in Hajipur in support of the LJP Ram Vilas chief Chirag Paswan, who is contesting this traditional seat of his father, late Ram Vilas Paswan. RJD has fielded former State Minister Shio Chandra Ram from Hajipur seat. Mr. Modi will address 2 more public meetings in Muzaffarpur and Chapra in support of NDA candidates this afternoon. A strong earthquake shook the border between Mexico and Guatemala yesterday, prompting frightened residents to flee into the streets. The tremor occurred shortly before 6 a.m. local time, close to the Mexican border town of Suchiate, where a river by the same name divides the two countries. At Paris Olympics 2024, India will have 6 wrestlers in its contingent with 5 quotas coming through women. Aman Sehrawat and Nisha Dhaya took India's number of quotas to 6 at the World Olympic Wrestling Qualifiers in Istanbul, Turkey. Earlier, Vinesh Fogart in the 50 kg category, Antim Pangal in 53 kg, Anshu Malik in 57 kg and Ritika Huda in 76 kg category had already qualified for Paris Games at different qualifying events. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 47 runs at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru to keep their playoff hopes alive. Today, Gujarat Titans will face Kolkata Knight Riders at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.